Heat and Cool is America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products, one of Inc. magazine's fastest-growing private companies in America. Heat and Cool, they specialize in bringing you the best, most efficient air conditioning, heating, ventilation systems in the world at the best price. Unlike other companies, Heat and Cool will assist you and your technician with any technical support questions you may have during the installation or with servicing your system down the road. How about that? They're with you all the way along the way. And look how hot it is right now and how sweaty you are. And then you have to keep mopping up the sweat off of your pretty hardwood floor. You know, and if you don't do it right away, it starts eating into the floor and you got those little those unsightly spots on your floor. What's the matter with you? Get your house cooled. Orders ship for free in the continental U.S. Most orders ship the same day, and Heat and Cool will give you a hassle-free 365-day return on all purchases. How can you lose? In fact, if you see a better price somewhere else, Heat and Cool will beat that price by 3%. Some restrictions apply. Click the Heat and Cool button on the sponsor page on our website and make your house a livable domicile, will you? Heat and Cool. All right, welcome to segment two of the bite-sized chunks of the full-length version of the program.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So is the topic that we're going to tackle here in our first segment and our first guest on today's show. Joining us now is a psychologist and a doctor of clinical sexology.
Mm-hmm.
Her latest book is called Erotic Integrity, How to Be True to Yourself Sexually. It's in the store on our website, and we're pretty sure it will be delivered to your house in a plain, nondescript package. Dr. Claudia Six, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Phil. Good to be back.
Oh, it is so great to talk with you, because we can become honest and learn about ourselves when we speak with you.
I understand you have some things you want to ask for.
Well.
That's off air.
Yeah. Right, we're going to find out how to get what you want in bed. And let me ask you this. Isn't a big part of what we do in bed in a loving relationship to focus on the needs of our partner as opposed to the needs of ourselves?
Yes, and there is a happy balance. You know, some people who feel a little bit inadequate tend to compensate by developing exquisite skills to avoid the vulnerability of being in the position of receiving lovemaking from their partner. So, yes, there is a happy medium.
Hmm. Yeah, so you could take things too far in either direction. You don't want to be selfish, and you don't want to be a sexual martyr.
Right.
Okay. Now, for a couple who's been together for a long time, you get into a routine, I imagine. A lot of people do, and neither of the two have voiced anything instructive about their sexual needs in a long, long time. Now, how do you approach the subject or ask the question, honey, I'm not getting what I want in bed, and I'd like to try something different?
Yeah, couples tend to default to like one or two what I call basic choreographies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, they'll work for them, but then they kind of get, you know, complacent or, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So the way to ask for what you want in bed is the same way that you would ask for anything else in the relationship, whether it's buying a patio set or making a baby or going to Hawaii. You got to start by opening your mouth.
Hello.
Wow. That's a good start.
That helps.
That always gets things rolling.
Hey, is buying a patio set, is that code for something? Or
No.
Oh, okay. I was about to screw
Honey,
that up. Okay.
We have to go buy a patio set
let's
now.
Go buy a patio set.
Well, you know what? If you haven't been opening your mouth all this time, I mean, it's going to be difficult to, you know, crack that trap open.
Well, couldn't you start by asking your partner, you know what? Is there anything I could do for you differently? And then it would be reciprocated back to you about, yeah, well, you know what, I'd like to try this then.
Yes, and I recommend that people, before I go more into the steps for how to ask, don't ask in bed. Don't ask in the heat of the moment when you're turned on. I think it's good to ask about sex in a non-sexual context.
When you're buying patio furniture.
Yeah, or at Bonds.
Or
when looking at cucumbers.
Or when you're walking the dog, not when you're like barreling down the freeway at 70 miles an hour and you can't make eye contact.
All right, we're going to get to the steps, but I do have to ask you, what if the request is something that takes the other partner completely by surprise and isn't received well, something out of the ordinary, like, honey, mind if I dress up like Hello Kitty?
Well, I'm going to address that in the last step. So let me go through Let me get to the chase here.
Okay.
So you got to ask your partner for time to talk. I know it sounds
Ooh.
Very
stupid,
yeah.
But if your guy is multitasking, he's not going to hear you. So you got to ask for time to talk, and you got to make sure to say, you know what, I'm not mad, I'm not upset or anything.
Yeah.
This is just something I want to talk to you about. And then you want to start by a positive. You thank your partner or praise him for something that's related. You know, we've been having great sex. I really enjoy, you know, you're such a great lover. And there's something I would like.
No.
You kind of, you know, make sure that your partner is feeling open and appreciated and cooperative.
You didn't want to use the word strokes there, did you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Then
and then you tell him what it is that you would like, but you got to spell it out. You got to say what it's going to look like and what it's not going to look like. So say, I don't know, let's go with the Hello Kitty outfit.
Nice.
Brought up.
One of my faves, by the way. Thanks for bringing it up, Phil.
you got to say, like, you know, how often you want to do this. And, maybe you want to do it when you're away for a romantic getaway and not, you know, not do it at home.
When the kids are around. Yeah. Mom, what's this Hello Kitty costume?
Yeah. Or maybe you just want to do it on Halloween or, you know, once a year on your anniversary or whatever.
Yeah.
So you got to spell out what it's going to look like and what it's not going to look like. Because you don't want it to, you know, your partner to go into a disastrous scenario like, oh, my God, we're going to have to do this every time. I'm feeling inadequate.
Or what's the matter with my husband? There is that, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then you got to tell your partner what this means to you. You got to put a little skin in the game, so to speak.
Oh, hello. All righty. Well, that's what we're trying to get to here.
Yeah. All right.
You know, this would make me feel really sexy, and this would make me feel like we're not getting, you know, stodgy and boring, and this would make me feel like, you know, you really want to please me if you're willing to try this thing. So say how you would benefit. And then the key point is you got to say, what do you need to make this work for me?
Yeah. That's and like so, what you were saying,
what I just
Kelly.
Said, yeah.
That's where you got to make it a win-win.
Yeah.
So, you know, going with the Hello Kitty thing, which, you know, I haven't come across, but hey, something new.
You will now.
I accidentally sent the pictures to Phil. It's my fault.
Your partner might say, well, okay, with, you know, you putting on the Hello Kitty outfit, but I don't want to put on the Hello Kitty outfit. Or, okay for the Hello Kitty outfit, but only on special occasions. Or, please give me a heads up on, you know, let me know, like, you know, that day, like earlier in the day. Don't just, like, spring it on me at bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
If you wear the Hello Kitty, I get the French maid.
Yeah. Well, they see that's all the spontaneity is, you know, impacted by this.
Well, yeah, but at least you're setting yourself up for success. I mean, you can have, you know, there's a thing about consent.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to sound stodgy and spontaneity about having sex is great. But if you're going to introduce something new, you don't want to scare your partner or blow him away or make him feel inadequate. You got to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
You know, nonverbal communication could be misread.
So I can't come around the corner in like a full-on leather suit and a mask with a whip and expect him to react nicely?
Yeah, right.
Crap.
Wait, don't answer that yet, Dr. Six. You don't have to go anywhere for the next couple minutes, do you? Can we keep you
I'm
for a little bit longer? Okay,
Ooh,
good.
She's all ours.
We're going to find out what if the perception is that the request will hurt. Because that's what Kelly's just talking about. And I have a couple other questions, too, because I also want to stumble into one of the sessions that you have in your clinical sexology thing there, Dr. Six. So thanks for being with us. And hold on just a second. I want to tell the folks about dogs.
Nice. I like dogs. Tell me.
Well, these are dogs.
Dogs.
D-A-W-G-S. Dogs is a place online where you can buy shoes, good shoes, men's, women's, kids' shoes, boots, sandals, slippers. Clogs, flats, flip-flops. I've got some of them on right now. Work shoes, golf shoes. They sell clothing, too. Designer names like Stephen Craig and Agiato. I think that's how you say it.
Agiato.
There's a designer name. It's got to sound... It's
not
Agiato. It's Agiato. Anyway, go check them out. The shoes are great, and the work shoes, trusted brands, quality stuff like Mossy Oak, Firestone, Cayman, Loudmouth, a whole lot more. Dogs. Visit the sponsors page on our website. Click on the dogs button. You'll save 40% on your first purchase, but you have to use the offer code, which I'm not going to tell you what it is. You got to go to the website.
You're so mean.
You go to our website on the sponsors page. The offer code is there. 40%, my man. Go fetch yourself a good deal. Look for dogs, D-A-W-G-S, dogs, a foot's best friend. All right, we're speaking with Dr. Claudia Six about how to get what you want in bed. Her book is Erotic Integrity, How to Be True to Yourself Sexually. It's in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. And so Kelly brings up a point. She walks around out of the bathroom, and she's wearing a full leather, and she wants you to put on a leather face mask of some sort. And she's got.
Don't forget about the whip.
She's got a whip and some other things that just look painful. And for up until this point, your sex has not included a whole lot of pain, but it looks like it's about to. So, how do you
bring that up?
How do you address that? I mean, because there are other things, there are other positions and types of sex and so on that might be perceived as painful, and don't necessarily need leather and whips for that to happen. Mm-mm. So, how do you broach that?
I think it's a crapshoot, and I think if you want to introduce something new that's drastically different than what you've been doing, I think you need to sort of lay the groundwork, so to speak. You need to talk to your partner about it ahead of time and kind of feel them out, so to speak.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I don't know. You are so intuitive with your language.
I know, it's perfect.
I've got, open mouth, stroke, skin in the game, blow them away, crapshoot, feel them out. I'm keeping a list, Dr. Six.
Yes. Ed McMahon would blow a gasket on this one.
Now, Dr. Six, I'm curious. You are a clinical sexologist.
Yes.
A PhD. You know your stuff. When couples come to you, I want to know, as much as you can tell us, I guess, what goes on in there? Role playing? Do you watch videos? I mean, nobody gets undressed. Do they?
No, I'll talk, no action.
Oh, okay.
So, no role. Well, some role playing maybe if they need to, have a conversation about, setting boundaries or like this, asking for something. I do role play for that all the time.
Yeah.
No watching videos.
Mm-hmm.
What I do in my practice is people come in because they're experiencing difficulty because they think they're supposed to be different than they are. So, they're supposed to get turned on by this thing over here, or they're not supposed to get turned on by this other thing over here. Or they're supposed to be multi-orgasmic, or they're supposed to be monogamous, or they're supposed to be polyamory, or whatever. I help people figure out who they are as a sexual being, because sometimes people just kind of buy into the predominant cultural model and don't really question who they are. They don't fully examine it. So I ask a lot of nosy questions and sort of broaden the possibility of who somebody is as a sexual person. And I help them, own that, embrace it. And then we talk about how to have their sexuality fit in their life in a way that works for them and whoever they're being sexual with. So in a nutshell, that is what I do.
Now,
you found challenges with people that maybe just are too far apart? He's a freak and she's, lights
prim
off.
And proper.
Puritarian.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a good reason why couples pick each other, and there's always a good reason why couples get stuck. And it's always about how two people are put together emotionally and how they push each other's buttons. It always makes perfect sense. So if the freak married the buttoned-up gal or the buttoned-up gal married the freak, there's a way that it works for them.
Yeah.
So you have to look a little deeper than the surface.
Do you think people get
them how it makes sense?
Do you think that people get a little too influenced by movies and the sex scenes in movies and things that are supposed to be so romantic and so intense, and then they get it in the bedroom and it's but they want it to be just like that, but it's not? I mean, do you see where people get a little too influenced by made up scenarios?
Absolutely. Sex is not like in the movies. In the movies, there's rarely much foreplay. Clothes come off all over the place. They're brushing, they're pulling off the tablecloth and knocking over the candlesticks and doing it right there on the dining room table.
Uh-huh.
and everybody's having spontaneous, you know, orgasms. It doesn't happen that way. And then people think they're broken because they're not functioning like in the movies.
And they have staff on those big movie budgets there to come in and clean up the kitchen after you knock all the food off of the table. And you, at our house, we got people that got to sit down and eat there later. So we're not getting anywhere near, you know?
And I tell people, somebody said, I don't remember who, you don't learn to have sex by watching movies, let alone porn. Just like you don't learn to drive by watching chase scenes in movies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
I
speak
like
for
that.
Yourself.
That's how Gonzo got his license.
Yeah, I've watched Bullet 18 times.
There you go.
Now, the subject here, and I just want to cap it off because we're talking about relationships as well, and you want to stay as close as you possibly can and keep your relationship going for as long as you can. And if you're not getting what you want in bed, Dr. Six, is this really the number one reason why people stray away from their relationships?
Oh, my God. The reasons why people stray, I think in my book I list about 20 of them.
Oh,
and there's probably even more.
But there
are so many reasons why people stray. You know, either they need validation that they're desirable, or they want something and they don't want to have that conversation that we just talked about how to make it happen in their relationship. Or their partner's been making them wrong and pushing them away. Or their partner's sick and they can't handle it, or they're insecure. Lots and lots of reasons, so many reasons.
Hmm. Yeah, so this
is in the book.
Okay, and the book, again, is in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. You need to read it. It's called Erotic Integrity, How to Be True to Yourself Sexually. And please do not miss page 124, because there's more sex on that page than any other page.
Woohoo!
All right.
My new favorite number.
I just made that up. You got to read the whole thing to find the overtly sexual page. There's several of them. Dr. Claudia Six, thank you so much for being on the program again. We love talking with you.
You're welcome. Can I say one more thing? If people go to my website, drsix.net, drsix.net, all the others are porn sites, and you sign up for my email newsletter, you'll get, I'll send you bullet points for how to ask for what you want in a relationship.
Nice. Oh, awesome.
How cool. Thank you, Dr. Six. I'm going to do that.
My pleasure, Phil. Nice being back.
All pleasure. Right. Write that one down. My pleasure.
My pleasure.
On the list. Okay.
Oh, yo. All right, Dr. Six. Thanks.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You know, it's the hot time of the year. It's also the time everybody travels. So what about a trip with a clear intention of cooling off? Our travel guy, Gary Warner, has some advice on some chilling adventures coming up in segment 3 of the podcast.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how you going to, like, lay down the gauntlet? Something tells me, Kelly, you and your significant other have pretty much, if you know, if you're doing it on the hood of a car.
Yeah, I think on the hood is going to be the new fortune cookie tagline. Yeah. You just add that.
The hood of a car.
On the hood of the car.
I think you and yours, you're getting everything done that you want to get done, and there's no mistaking what everybody wants. Is that how it works?
You know what?
House?
Here's the thing with us, and people who have kids, you know this. Spontaneity goes right out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I have a teenager who is moving back home, and then I have like a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
So there's no spontaneity in my house. So it's kind of got to be planned. But when there's some free time, you got to take it.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Gons, we know that you're the king of relationships. And so I'm not even going to ask you how you do
it. He's very well known in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, I've got nothing else to talk about right now.
That's fun.
Because I can't. I need
all our brains are on page 124.
I need a vacation.
Yes.
I could really use a vacation, but
I know
anywhere I go, it's going to be 110 and sweaty.
Maybe. Go to Antarctica.
Good evil. What? And die?
Well, they got a plane down there. They can do it again.
The penguins, too.
Yeah. Very cold.
Hot and sweaty. Penguins. Two words most of us don't want to hear or experience on a vacation. Gary Warner has been known to be hot and sweaty from time to time, but he will join us in the next segment, coming up in just moments, to give us some cool places to visit.
It'll be fun to hear.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the Day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.